So I wanted to go over real quick just one little short paragraph in the Time Magazine article that came out about how they basically fortified, is what they call it, the 2020 election. And this goes back to what I had said originally. I think when I said that the Democrats stole the election fair and square, that was actually a pretty good description of what went on. Now, I know the conservatives and the Republicans went on and on about Hugo Chavez and Dominion voting machines and black boxes under tables in the middle of the night. And I don't think it was that diabolical. I think we had a nexus of some very interesting things that allowed for the Democrats to steal the election legally, shall we say. Here's what it says here. It says, quote, "Even though it sounds like a paranoid fever dream, a well-funded cabal of powerful people ranging across industries and ideologies, working together behind the scenes, influence perceptions." Oh, that's interesting. "Change rules and laws." "Steered the media coverage and controlled the flow of information." They were not rigging the election. They were fortifying it. Wow, what a massive campaign of deception. And here's basically what happened. Due to COVID, we had tens of millions of people who generally do not participate in politics for whatever reason. A lot of the people just, you know, they're too busy with their lives, or it's not part of their culture or their heritage or their family tradition to be political, whatever the case may be. Tens of millions of people were paying attention to the public stage as never before due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It kind of woke them out of their little sleepy complacency. They put their video game down for a minute to pay attention to the news and all that kind of stuff, which they normally don't do. What was waiting for them was a massive propaganda campaign controlled by big tech and the news media. What they did is they suppressed anything, and they worked in unison together as a team. The major news media outlets in conjunction with the social media and big tech. They suppressed any sort of story that would turn you off to Biden, such as the Hunter Biden laptop story, for example. While they allowed the two-minute hate, orange man bad, orange man bad, orange man bad, to continually roll on. So what you had was, the third thing that they did is they mailed out lots and lots of ballots. They made it easier to vote than it's ever been easier to. Hell, you could just about fill out your choice on a napkin, a paper napkin, and send that in, right? They changed the laws to make it super duper easy to vote, okay? So you had these three things come together, and it worked good for the Democrats. You had tens of millions of people who were paying attention to politics for the first time in their life, pretty clueless people, who ran into a massive propaganda campaign. And like I said, when Trump caught COVID, I kind of thought the election might have been over right then, in the minds of these people, right? And then they mailed out all these ballots, and the people voted who normally wouldn't vote. The overwhelming majority of the people who voted by mail-in ballot were Biden voters. And there doesn't have to be any major foul play in winning this election. It could have went down just as they said in this Time Magazine article. There was a shadow campaign going on that, and the conservatives were caught with their pants down. As I said, the curtain of life went up and the conservatives were standing there with their pants down. And this is due to, and this is probably a major problem that people really need to think about. I would have to say that the Republicans, the conservatives, whatever you want to say, call that right of center political party, are about 10 years behind when it comes to technology. And I don't know if you know how critically, well, here's how important it is. The left was able to control the narrative on social media and the news media, and therefore swayed the election and basically duped people into voting for a senile old man. But they are about 10 years behind. Where do we see this? You know, I've seen so many conservatives who are trying to organize things actually passing around paper flyers in laundromats and grocery stores. I'll give you an example. There was a rally up in Santa Fe, Bikers for Trump, right? I was so embarrassed I didn't even do a story on it because it was such a poor turnout. And I was trying to figure out how is it that you only have 12 guys show up for this. On any given Saturday outside of Molly's Bar, there's 10 or 20 times the amount of motorcycles that have showed up. Why is it? How could that possibly be? Well, I started asking, hey, did you use Facebook? Did you go, like, American Legion Riders, for example? All of the various chapters of the American Legion Riders all have Facebook pages. And I asked the guy, I said, did you go to these motorcycle clubs and let them know this? Nope. Did not utilize social networking. This is very much reflective of a national problem that we have. That's why conservatives control AM radio, right? Not Facebook, not Twitter, not any social network online do conservatives have any influence on. AM radio. Back to the world of flyers. I don't know how they're going to compete in the arena of ideas when the left controls all of these things. You know, you should have had a lot more people show up to a Biker for Trump rally than 12 people. And it was the same 12 people that showed up at the ride prior to that and the ride prior to that. And it's due to, like I said, I would have to say that conservatives and the Republican Party as a whole, as a group, is at least 10 years behind the leftists when it comes to technology and being productive and utilizing online resources. I can't imagine if somebody would have sat down and did a cover letter and would have sent it out to all of the American Legion writers, who would have sent it out to all of the COC sanctioned clubs, you know, just any motorcycle group or club that has a Facebook page in New Mexico. If someone would have spent a couple hours doing that, I can't imagine the amount of people that would have showed up. More than 12. It was actually kind of embarrassing. But the reason for this, again, conservatives, Republicans, the GOP, is actually still using flyers and AM radio. Meanwhile, the leftists are in control of all of the technology. This is a huge, huge problem. And I think the election was stolen fair and square. We never seen any developments. We heard all the accusations about massive voter fraud and rigging of the Dominion machines and all of these things that never amounted to a hill of beans. There was never any real evidence shown to lead someone to believe that there was massive fraud in this election. I'm sure there was fraud, but I never seen any evidence of anything that would have turned the election. What was described in this Times article is exactly what I was thinking. That is exactly what went on. The left was highly organized, very dishonest. It's not honest. It's totally Orwellian. It's incredibly, I don't know if they see their own hypocrisy, that in order to save a free and democratic election, they involve themselves in all sorts of totalitarian propaganda. It's incredible. But they got away with it, and now they have state power. And that is a big problem, and I don't know if the GOP has what it takes to be a force going forward. We shall see. But that's my two thoughts on how the left was able to fortify the 2020 election.